ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Corbin and Ben with you in studio for our Mega Ashes preview. Your thoughts on 0467920222. One man who is arguably in the form of his life and how timely it is. And I say that given the fact in the past he was the best batsman in world cricket, the number one rated test player at one particular stage. His name is Manus Labuschagne and he is primed for an absolute assault on this year's Ashes series. And he's been good enough to join us again on Summer Grandstand across the country. Manus, appreciate your time.
Nice to join you, boys. Nice to join you.
Great to speak to you, Manus. I'm just wondering, in the last few weeks, how many times do you think you've been asked where you want to bat in the batting lineup?
Probably 100.
Yeah.
It's obviously, you know, the Ashes coming up and everyone wants to know as much information and everything that's going on. So it's understandable. But as I've said, there's more at play than just where I'm batting.
You don't have to tell us, but do you know? Do you actually know at this stage where you'll be batting on Friday?
No. I like that everyone thinks that. I like that everyone thinks. Nah, he knows. He knows where he's batting. No, there's, you know, we get into camp on Sunday. A few of us are here now. I'm here still from yesterday's game. So I'm just staying in Perth, but the rest of the boys only get in on Sunday afternoon. So I'm sure as the week goes on, it'll become clearer.
Yeah. It obviously doesn't change your preparation at all, whether you bat one, two or three, regardless of what you're doing.
Exactly. No, nothing changes for me. You know, the way, the method that I've been playing with this year, the clarity. So, you know, I'll be trying to keep that pretty consistent regardless of where I'm playing.
Can we just talk about the Shield match yesterday briefly as well? I mean, you're speaking with two native Sandgropers who love the WA cricket team. We'd call them the Warriors from the good old days, Marnie. But that was a dramatic finish yesterday. How did it feel to be involved in it?
It was a great fixture. You know, we sort of shaped up. It looked like it was going to be an awesome game. After we made a bit of a meal of that third innings with the bat, and we probably should have got a few more runs there, but it was the right amount of runs to sort of entice them, but also, you know, to get some shots, to get some wickets. So it was great balance, but frustrating to be on the wrong end of it, but let alone it was still a very, very good game.
So for the people who haven't caught up on it, a one-wicket win for WA, Corey Roccacioli, who took five for the day before, able to get them home with one wicket in hand, obviously, to win that game. Manus, can I just tone in on some hardcore nerdy cricket chat here? Now, Phil Jakes was a part of our team last year, and you guys obviously had a relationship working together at Queensland when he coached there. He spoke about your bat lift and pickup last year, and he felt like your bat was getting too vertical. And he said he knows that you and your coach like the bottom of the handle pointing at the ground, but he felt like it was going too much and it was chicken winging your right arm, which was why you were often nicking off. He feels like, I felt like looking at it this year, that's been remedied. Is that something you've worked on, looked at, changed? Is that completely off the pace?
No, I don't think it's completely off the pace. I think, you know, one thing that probably has changed is just, I'm probably just gripping the bat a bit lighter, and that's sort of just helping my bat come back on the plane better. Where, you know, I think that's a combination of, you know, when you're not getting runs, you're gripping the bat tighter, you're kind of getting in your set position a bit early and you're a bit rigid and you're sort of poking at the ball and you don't have access and freedom at the ball. So I think, you know, that's probably not far off the pace, probably a few things, you know, maybe not directly, you know, worked on my backlist and that, but I think it's a, you know, it's all encompassing on that front.
So how did you arrive at the gripping the bat title? Was that something that working with your personal coach you picked up on and you just sort of realised? Like, how do you get there?
How did I get there? I think it was just sort of starting the season, just batting. And I spent a lot of time in the West Indies batting and trying to work out, you know, what was that part that really got me a little bit off track and, you know, why I was nicking those balls the way I was. And I think it just happened over, you know, the course of the start of the season. You know, I just batted in the nets and I found that, you know, I was getting much more access to that ball on fourth stump and I was able to defend that a lot better. And, you know, as I then sort of kept scoring runs and spending more time in the middle, you know, it just became more habit rather than, you know, spending time in the nets, you know, trying to work it all out. And, you know, it just, you know, it just sort of happened in the game.
I mentioned it off the top. You were the number one ranked player in world cricket in terms of Test batsmen at one particular time. Do you feel like you're playing as well at the moment as you ever have, Marnus? I mean, the numbers are incredible. I think you've only batted four times this entire season without reaching 50, and one of them was where you dragged on in Perth in the second innings. Is this as good as you felt with bat in hand?
Yeah, I think it's probably the clearest I've been. You know, I think I'm playing better now than I was when I probably was playing when I was, you know, ranked the best batter in the world. I think the way I'm batting with the clarity and the method that I'm batting with, and even my technique's in probably a better space than it was then, and the way I'm going about my game. So I think all of those things, you know, in good order.
Can we go back? I've mentioned Phil Jakes already here, Marnus, but when we were out with him last summer having dinner after day's play, he actually told Corbin and I the story about when you were, I think, released from your contract at Queensland when you were a young player, and he basically showed up in his office and said, look, I want to keep training with the group. And basically just, even though I'm no longer getting paid, I'm no longer on contract, keep showing up. You made a score in a practice game, then the first Shield match, and you're away. How do you recall it?
Yeah. I mean, I recall being very annoying. I was off contract. I didn't get a contract. And I sort of caught up. I think it was Brett Jones, who was our director of cricket at that stage. And I just said, like, oh, you know, what's happening with this academy program? We were meant to have one. And I literally called him, like, once a week. And then I was, like, just badgering him. And then my coach knew Phil Jakes. So I, you know, called Jakes and I was like, oh, I'll just come bowl to the boys. I'll just be there. I'll just come bowl. And I bowl and then just bat at the end of training. And I was there so much. I think one day we finished training and like skills, and then I got in my car and Usman Khawaja walked past and he's like, oh, Marnus, where you going, mate? We got like running and gym. I was like, mate, I'm not contracted. I'm just like here. So I was there that much that people thought I was fully contracted. And then, you know, just opportunities arose. I played a couple of trial games and got like 80 in the first game. And then the next game I got 70. And then I played the first one-day game from a couple of trial games and not being, you know, even, you know, in the squad or anything like that. And then somehow ended up playing the first Shield game as well of the year. So it was it's a bit of an incredible story, to be honest.
Just while we're drilling into your personal background and how you got here, obviously you were born in South Africa, grew up there, came to Australia, obviously came, really started your run to being the number one player in Test cricket from the 2019 Ashes, where you came in famously, obviously, as the concussion sub for Steve Smith, and 2 years later you were ranked number one. What's your earliest sort of Ashes memory, or when did you first get your head around sort of what the Ashes is all about as someone that didn't necessarily, you know, grow up in your first introduction to cricket coming in Australia, despite obviously now representing the country for so many years?
I think just growing up watching, you know, like the 05 Ashes was such an amazing spectacle, and the way so many big players came onto the scene then, Kevin Peterson, the way he sort of came onto the scene, you know, even Michael Clarke, you know, that early 05 Ashes, you know, being a young player, he was someone that, you know, we all loved, you know, as a young player, wanted to play like Pup. And, you know, obviously the big players, you know, the likes of, you know, Punna and JL and all those guys. So that was when it, you know, the real realization of Ashes cricket started. You know, I moved to Australia in 2003, so you know, 05 Ashes was the first glimpse of it.
Manus, I said you've got two native sandgropers with you. Just as we let you go, do you need any recommendations for a day off, a Saturday in Perth, or are you going out to Lilac Hill to watch the English tour match?
Yeah, I'll be heading down there just with my binoculars, just having a look at the bowlers. No, I think I'll find myself at the beach somewhere. It's a beautiful day here in Perth, so just at the cafe now, get a coffee and then, head to the beach, I think.
You're always so generous with your time for us, Manus. It's nice to see good things happening to good people. Enjoy the little bit of downtime you're going to get before what is going to be an enormous summer ahead, and hopefully the runs keep flowing for you. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much.